This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers return to the practice field Thursday, getting ready for their Monday night matchup against the Eagles, and it didn't take long for the tush push to come up as a topic in Matt LaFleur's presser on Thursday.
I think the best way to stop it is to not to allow it to happen. You can't allow them in those short yardage situations because you know exactly what they're going to do, and they've been pretty successful at it.
As fast as it came up, LaFleur lost patience with the topic.
I'm not going to get into it. You know, the NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
LaFleur used the tush push five times with Jordan Love in 2023, was successful four of the five times. Then he went with Tucker Kraft in a version of the play last year.
Yeah, it was just one of those decisions. I think every team's built a little bit differently. And for me, it's always, do you want your quarterback subject to some of those hits that he could potentially face in those situations?
I'll have more from Titletown after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Packers are still hanging on to two kickers, Brandon McManus and Lucas Habrasik.
Every time it's a competitive situation, you know, we're going to have both of the guys kick today, and we'll kind of see where Brandon's at in terms of his health and go with who we feel like gives us the best opportunity to go out there and compete and win.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more on the matchup between the Packers and Eagles on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.